take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-453. Coming up here, maybe this hour, when we get a chance, Derek J. is going to tell us about some creepy police state stuff that's happening to some of the Occupy protesters. We'll give you details on that. And just a moment ago, we were talking about Philadelphia and some of the insanity coming out of there. Specifically, we were discussing parking ordinances, which affect everybody in any small to large city around the country. In fact, just recently we had a little bit of good news here in Keene. They were going to bring those parking kiosks to town. They had brought two of them to town and had installed them on a test basis. Mm-hmm. And the feedback was so negative from the people of Keene that not even the cops could justify continuing. I was pretty surprised when the police chief himself actually had to admit that they were wrong and that, you know, people do not like this and the feedback's been all negative and we're not going to voice these on you.
Wow.
So they pulled those machines out. There's still parking meters in town, but they don't have the kiosks. And that would have really been bad had we gotten the kiosks. And the reason why, and what they were trying to do, was they were trying to stop what they call piggybacking. So for those of you who are familiar with these different types of parking machines, you've got the old style, put a quarter in, or put change in and get time, right? That's what we have here in Keene currently. But in a lot of newer places, they have these fancy systems where they've got credit cards and you get this receipt that prints out. You've got to put a receipt on your dashboard. So they were looking at getting something like that. Now, they were trying to sell it to people like, well, you don't have to put a receipt on your dashboard. You just go to the kiosk and then you punch in your space number and you put money in and that's that. You go to do your business and whatever. But the intention was that they wanted to stop piggybacking. And what a piggybacking is this a slang term to describe what happens when, let's say, I show up at a parking meter, drop a quarter in and get a half an hour or whatever a quarter buys you in your town, and then I spend 10 minutes in the store, come back out, there's 20 minutes left on the meter, I leave. Mark, you arrive randomly, and you kind of eyeball in the meters, and you see, oh, that one's still got some time on it, so you pull in there, and you benefit from the free 20 minutes that I'd already paid for
now,
on a meter.
It's rare in my life that I have the opportunity to pick between several parking meters and be able to see them at once to be able to know which one has time on it and which one doesn't.
A nice surprise.
Yeah, it's usually just a little kiss, and that's, no big deal.
Right, and so the city, for the city it's a big deal because they saw the chance, the police department specifically, saw the chance to make more money. They ran the numbers and they figured that they could make $100,000 a year more extra. Now, this is a lot of money for little Keene, New Hampshire. I think they're currently making like $200,000 to $300,000. So this would have been a significant increase.
And they're still running in the red.
Yeah, the whole parking bureaucracy isn't profitable. But so they saw this as a way to make money. But also, I bet you, they saw it as a way to stop the Robin Hooding that was happening here. Because one of the things some activists have done as their choice of activism is they are doing Robin Hooding, where they'll walk downtown. They'll have a bunch of nickels or dimes or whatever with them in their pocket, and they'll go from meter to meter, and they'll look for people that are parked at meters that are expired and who haven't gotten tickets yet. So they'll go ahead and save that person. So if you are parked at a meter that is expired, you're still in the store, it took you a little longer than you thought, one of Robin Hood's merry men might come along and put a quarter or a nickel or whatever into your meter, probably a nickel just to give the person a little bit extra time. Put some money into the meter to essentially save you from getting a ticket. And, of course, the most effective way to do this is to actually find the parking bureaucrat and walk in front of her. So that way there's absolutely no way she can give out tickets to anyone. And so this is something that's been going on here for a few years, and it's likely that when they saw this whole kiosk, they were like, we can put a stop to piggybacking, and we can put a stop to those free staters going around preventing us from writing tickets. Because the kiosk system is made to where you go up, you punch in your space number, and you put money in. You can't go back and check on your space. Like, if you forget how much time you have left, too bad. You can't go back in, punch the space number and pull up that information.
I see.
Right.
So if for whatever reason you go in to get your hair done and you decide instead of a haircut you want a hair color too, then you can't go back out and feed the meter.
You can feed more money into it, but you can't ascertain how much time is left on it.
I see.
So
Gosh, that parking meter lady, or, you know, any parking meter official has a hard enough time justifying their job. I can only imagine what kind of insult Robin Hooding lends to their injury.
You know, one of them took it real easy. We were walking once doing Robin Hooding right in front of her, and she was pretty cool about it. She said she didn't care.
What'd she care?
She
right?
gets paid to walk.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She actually explained...
It's the right attitude.
Right. She explained the reason why she took the job is because she gets paid to go for walks, basically. So...
Well, good. Yeah. I'm glad she doesn't mind. Huh?
If it's the same one that gave me a ticket, she's going to be, in a month from now, going to be going to be spending an hour or so in court.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, there's two of them here in Keene, and one of them always used to come off as really grumpy, and ever since I brought her to court for a parking ticket, she and I have just been the best of pals. She is so friendly to me now, and, you know, we just get along great on the streets.
There you go.
I don't know what it was about taking her to court, challenging the ticket. All of a sudden after that, we just, you know, we know each other's name. Actually, I don't remember her name, but she's really nice.
Well, it's like you guys had a little date. You got together at the
right.
court, had a little chat.
So I highly recommend taking parking tickets to trial. It's a good way to really throw a wrench into the system, and it doesn't take it's not a big risk to you. So anyway, aside from the parking thing, what brought that conversation about is a website called technicallythatsillegal.com.
By the way, if you are going to take any kind of ticket to court, or frankly go to court for anything, jurisdictionary.com, you need to know the basis of what to do. It makes it so you're going to have a chance of winning.
Ann Satley's over at technicallythatsillegal.com is reporting on something going on in Philly. She was originally talking about parking. She says if that wasn't enough to make you want to stay away from Philly, that is all the parking, crazy parking enforcement, she says now there's a new reason. The mayor there, Michael Nutter, has announced a ban on feeding of homeless people on street corners. Mayor Nutter is imposing the ban on all outdoor feedings of large numbers of people on city parkland, including Love Park and the Ben Franklin Parkway, where it's not uncommon for outreach groups to offer free food. Nutter says the feedings lack both sanitary conditions and dignity.
What? Oh, that's terrible.
Dignity? You're feeding people. What do you mean dignity? How does that even come into play? What do you care about your dignity if you're starving?
I've heard people use this dignity thing to defend all kinds of welfare programs, entitlement programs, essentially. If they're not entitled to it, then that's not dignified.
Dignity, the quality or state of being worthy of esteem or respect. The respect and honor associated with an important position, etc. So, what... would dignity factor into feeding homeless people anywhere?
Well, you have to be wearing a fine government hat when you're feeding these people.
Well, the government's not going to feed them.
Well, no, but you have to get their permission first, and that's part of the hat. And then the other part is training. You have to be trained in properly feeding homeless people. I believe that's part of the requirement of this.
I don't know if you will be allowed to feed outside at all. I don't know if there's a permit available for that. I think they're just saying you got to move it inside. Like, you can't... Now, what this is really is about is getting the vision of those homeless people being out in a park somewhere.
Yeah, they don't want them out where people can see them.
Right. They did this in Sarasota, Florida, where we're from, Mark, not too long before we left town. The Libertarian Party there, they don't do much, but they were all upset about this similar ordinance that was banning feeding homeless people in city parks. And that was all because the people in the neighborhood don't want homeless people in the city parks.
You can imagine why they don't want homeless people in the city parks.
Those,
you know?
Those two locations that they mentioned, though, also in Philadelphia, those are very close to where Occupy Philadelphia was set up. And Occupy Philadelphia
and they were feeding people.
A lot of people.
Yep.
There was one tent that was responsible, the Truth, Freedom, Prosperity tent, was responsible for providing more than 2 tons of food to hungry people. So, and that was just one tent. You can imagine what Occupy Philly was doing for the homeless community.
I think it's interesting you bring that up, because I bet you that was one of the impetus behind this.
Impeti?
I bet this was an impetus behind this particular city ordinance, which we'll tell you more about coming up here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, banning feeding homeless people outdoors in Philadelphia. 1-855-450-3733. Welcome to share your thoughts. Maybe you support this concept. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you want to take the side of Michael Nutter, the mayor of Philadelphia, who is supporting a new ban on feeding people outdoors. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can visit the webcam page and watch and listen to the show there, as well as interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. That is, once again, cam.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is with other people that like and appreciate the ideas of freedom. get active with others because it makes a difference. It's just numbers. It's all about numbers. We've got to have the people that love liberty together in the same place. And it's happening. We've got over 1,000 people now here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. New Hampshire was the state that was chosen. There was a vote many years ago. And this has been going on for a while. We want to get to 20,000. We've got over 11,000 that have pledged to make the move. So you've got 1,000 here now. You've over 1,000. You've got over 11,000 that have pledged to make the move. But we're still not quite to our goal. So if you think you can be of assistance, if you want to do something to achieve liberty in your lifetime, I like one of the messages you posted today over at the Shire Society forums, Derek J., about how you're doing this for, you know, your children and grandchildren down the line that'll ask the question, what did you do to stop the tide of tyranny?
You may be asking your grandparents that now. You know, what is their answer? I mean, if we've gotten this far, what have people been doing?
I voted!
So let's try a different approach.
Right. Voting hasn't set anybody free. Now, maybe we can have some success with local elections here in New Hampshire. I haven't given up on the system entirely here because I've seen actually some examples of how the New Hampshire system is better than others because there's just... There are fewer government bureaucrats. There's a smaller ratio of government bureaucrats to productive people in New Hampshire than anywhere else. So that's a good thing. And in addition, the state reps, there's over four. There are 400 of them.
Yes.
So there's a whole lot more so-called representation. It's easier to
get. The third largest legislative body in the English-speaking world.
Like, give me an example. I was actually at the State House today, and I basically spent the whole day there, and it was brutal because this is the political process. But I was there at a grievance panel where there's this new panel that's been formed of state reps that'll hear people's problems with government, some of the ways they're being hurt and screwed over by government. And there's one lady on the grievance panel. I'd never really heard her speak to anything specific until today. And she was talking about there was an issue with like a zoning board in one of the towns doing some shifty things. And besides just existing, but they were doing something bad. And she made the statement that central planning is like an Agenda 21 thing. So she references this UN program that a lot of people are really paranoid about. Just the fact that she said something about central planning being bad, and like, you know, some of these people aren't so bad. There's another state rep who was telling me about how he was running a club in Nashua once upon a time, and the police were shaking him down for cash.
You better pay for some protection services over here.
And that's what he did. He gave them thousands of dollars because they were going to not allow him to open his club otherwise.
Wow.
And they never even showed up to provide him with the services they said that they were going to provide. He had to pay for like six officers at $40 an hour or something crazy like that. And they never even showed up. And he complained to them about it later on. They were basically told him to screw off.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up shutting down his club and leaving town. So, you know, some of these people have had some, really interesting experiences because they're not your average politicians. They're really more like regular people who've taken political roles. Whereas in a lot of states, state reps make $100,000 a year, and they are professional politicians, and they are, you know, lawyers essentially turned into politicians. Here, it's mostly just your average folks, and they only get paid $200 a year.
Right.
So it's a huge difference.
I think for a lot of people, if they're calling their state rep, they're going to be talking to some sort of page or a secretary first before they get to the rep.
Correct.
In New Hampshire,
they're never gonna,
if you can get to the
rep. If you think
right.
you can get your state rep on the phone, and it's not election time, any other state,
yeah.
But New Hampshire...
We'll take a memo. But in New Hampshire, I think there's a pretty good chance that if you're calling your state rep, their kid is going to answer
That's
the phone
true.
Or something.
I've had it happen.
You're going to call them at home.
You are, in most cases, calling their home number or even a cell phone number.
Yeah.
I've called the state... And even the
state
senators...
Well, what else would it be? They don't have offices.
Yeah, and they're paid $200 a year.
Do the state senators have offices? I don't think they do.
They share a secretary. I think it's four of them have one...
Interesting. Well, I have to say that there are fewer state senators than there are representatives. There are only 24 state senators.
Yeah, significantly fewer.
But even so, I was still able to call the local state senator on her cell phone. So they're just more accessible here. There are a lot of reasons to move to New Hampshire. They're not just within the system actions, but others. Go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about it. There's a great 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire there, and I think you're going to appreciate it. If you love freedom, that is. If you don't, you stay right where you are. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about one place where there's not a whole lot of freedom, and that's Philadelphia, the place you left to come here to New Hampshire, Derek J. And now they are cracking down, or they're preparing to, because they just passed...
They got all kinds of brotherly love there, though.
They just passed an ordinance that is banning the feeding of homeless people in public. So, including places like Love Park, which you were telling us during the breaks, apparently catty corner to the City Hall.
That's correct.
Which isn't unfamiliar to us. We had a situation last summer where activists were being arrested every single week in Orlando, Florida, because they were feeding people in a park. They were feeding homeless people there, and the city ordinances said that they couldn't do it, and they did it anyway. And the cops kept coming out, and they kept arresting people. And
arresting
2 days
people
later,
for feeding homeless people.
For feeding
people
homeless
in the park.
People and carried them out, carted them away in a van, charged them with trespassing, and then they would come back. And
did these police not feel shame? I mean,
I don't get it.
How
really
can
don't.
You get in between a homeless person who's starving and their food, and you think that that's the right thing to do?
I don't understand it.
Unconscionable.
I imagine they use the old tried and true excuses. Look, it's my job.
Oh,
I'm doing my job. Got to pay the mortgage.
So there's an interesting part to this story here, and as is pointed out at technicallythatsillegal.com, Nutter's aides will work with the homeless groups to encourage more indoor feedings. In the meantime, groups will be allowed to offer food on the north apron of City Hall, provided they register with the city. They need to know what everyone's doing for some reason. The ban on parkland feedings takes effect in 30 days, and groups that violate the outdoor feeding ban would face two warnings and then a $150 fine that the article describes as nominal. Now, she's citing a different article from CBS News. Nutter says, however, that large family gatherings in the park are not affected by the ban.
Now, how is that? Like, if you get together to have a picnic and you're like feeding some other family,
that'd be my question.
That's
sure.
Okay.
Well, what? Right. So, how are they going to discern? Is it all based on looks? Oh, well, you look homeless, so therefore you violate the ban. Oh, you look like a family, so therefore it's okay. Because what are you going to do? Check ID identification, make sure everybody's got the same last name? I mean, large families have different last names within themselves. You're going to require the family to bring a genealogy tree to the park so you can prove that you're actually a family? What if I'm feeding homeless people and I say, this is my family?
We're all brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
God sees us as brothers and
we're
sisters.
We're the human family, okay? 855-453.
They're going to take a look at that unshaven thing on your face, and they're going to consider you to be one of the homeless ones anyway, so don't worry about it. You won't get a ticket.
Yeah, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our on the air here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Your thoughts on feeding the homeless? It's Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. freetalklive.com stuff, including the archives. Go and click and download and get as many as you would like, going all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money with no fees anywhere in the world. You don't need the permission from any bank or government to do it. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. Weusecoins.org. Bitcoins are going to revolutionize the internet, or something like them. Some peer-to-peer, digital currency is going to do it, and Bitcoins are first to market. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com. It's BitInstant.com.
Coming up, Derek J is going to tell us about some creepy police state news regarding what they're doing to Occupy protesters upon arrest. But first, we continue telling you about what's happening in Philly, where the mayor, Michael Nutter, has announced that there's a new ordinance in town that's going to take effect in 30 days, banning the feeding of so-called homeless people, large groups of them, in city parks. However, it was pointed out that it'll be okay to feed your family if you've got a large family gathering in a city park, because that's okay. It's okay for some reason to feed a large group of family members food in a city park, but if it's a group of homeless people that's the same size, for some reason, that's a bad thing. And according to technicallythat'silegal.com, the author here, Anne, writes, you see, it's less of an eyesore if homeless people are fed inside, where the display won't bother anyone. Why else would this ban not affect large family gatherings? People who have houses are allowed to eat outside in large numbers, but not people who don't have houses. This proves to me that this is not an issue of safety or dignity, as the city is claiming. It's an issue that this mayor is embarrassed about. He doesn't like how it looks for his city to have large numbers of homeless people eating.
Who doesn't believe that cities have large numbers of homeless people?
They love to shove them under the rug and pretend like they don't exist and roll around and arrest as many of them as they possibly can. But as Derek J. pointed out, this is really a target against the Occupy movement.
That's right. I mean, this is exactly where Occupy Philadelphia was happening right at City Hall, and Love Park, the place where they mention the ban, part of the ban will take place.
Now, it's the whole city they're banning, I think, from. So it's not just Love Park, but that's one of the places they mentioned.
Well, that was one of the temporary solutions of the occupiers. Once they were kicked out of City Hall, they moved across the street. And so they, one of their major operations was taking care of themselves, taking care of the city, and looking out for their brothers and sisters. And so one tent that I mentioned served over 2 tons of food to people. They kept serving food even after the ban. So they were able to do it by moving just across the street, just expanding out a little bit. But now that's all going to be done and over with because somehow the city of Philadelphia intends to enforce a ban on feeding strangers.
They sure do. Wait till you hear what Nutter has to say about it here. I'll give you a quote from him in a moment. Regarding being allowed to feed the homeless in one particular spot, provided you register with the city, is an outrage, says Ann. It stifles good Samaritans, it makes benevolence more difficult, and hurts those in need. And she says that, again, it's going to be 2 warnings, and then you get a $150 ticket if you're caught feeding people.
And, you know, I mean, when you say this is about, you know, this about families, it's very interesting. Try to tell me the operative difference between having a large family gathering in a park on a regular basis and feeding homeless people in a park on a regular basis.
The people look shabbier, perhaps, in the homeless gathering. Maybe they smell a little bit worse.
It could be a shabby family.
Yeah, they sure could.
None of this makes any sense at all. Look, I mean, obviously, I know.
They'll target who they want.
I know.
That's
exactly what they'll do. I could tell you, you know, which is the group feeding homeless people and which one is the family. I can look and tell. But I don't think you could write a law that didn't somehow, target a group of people that you shouldn't be targeting. Well, I just don't know how they would do it.
I would think that part of the intention behind this ban is to hide from those who are employed the high numbers of those unemployed and those who have been kicked out of their homes, those who are having trouble feeding themselves. Aren't these things at record highs? Not just in Philadelphia, but everywhere? Wouldn't it behoove the city government, or the people who call themselves the government, to hide those people from view, from those who are employed?
That's what they think.
Well, no city wants to be, you know, ugly, and a lot of people would agree that homeless people are less than attractive.
Well, right. We don't want people waking up to the fact that this is worse than the Great Depression. We certainly don't want people to realize reality.
Get what this control freak says here. Michael Nutter, quote, this is the mayor, providing to those who are hungry must not be about opening the car trunk, handing out a bunch of sandwiches, and then driving off into the dark and rainy night.
What? It's a vivid picture there.
It's like you're a criminal. You know, you're peeling out after you've given somebody a sandwich.
Maybe people will if they're trying to avoid that fine.
Right. Now, I have to say, what's wrong with that? What would be wrong with, hey, I'm in a rush, I got a bunch of sandwiches in the back, here, guys, have some sandwiches, I got to go to work. I mean, what would be wrong with that? People are getting fed. Who cares in what manner that you do it? Why do you have to set up a table? Why do you have to have permits? It's all about control. They want to be able to control you and who you can help. If you want to help somebody, you've got to ask the city's permission. It's crazy.
Well, I suppose if you wanted to kill off a bunch of homeless people, that you could feed them poison sandwiches out of the back of your car, if that's what you wanted to do. But, I mean, let's take a look here. Governmental organizations are far more likely, I mean, they have the history of eugenics and that kind of thing, trying to sterilize and kill off people who they don't deem to be acceptable.
No.
It's governments, not individuals, that are more likely to do this.
I can't believe that you're thinking about that.
What?
That's so alarming. You're making it sound like the only way that people are going to be able to serve food is if they add, special ingredient X. That's going to be like some sort of bad thing for the homeless people to be eating.
I'm just alarmed that Mark was thinking about killing off homeless people by feeding them sandwiches out of the back of a car.
I was trying to think why in the world they would have this rule. And, the best thing, the best cover that I can think of for them is that, well, a maniac could try to serve.
I'm surprised Nutter didn't say something like that as justification for this.
There are people serving arsenic sandwiches.
There could be. You got to use the fear. We could have people poisoning these homeless folks. It's for their own safety. Just to feed them inside. Chris is in Indy listening to WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey.
Chris, what's on your mind?
Well, firstly, as a actual homeless individual, I can tell you from personal experience, things here in Indy and also in a little town called Asheville, North Carolina, where parks were banned in Asheville from feeding the homeless. Church groups were feeding in a downtown park in the exact center of Asheville that because all the shops and all were there downtown,
mm-hmm.
all the homeless people are visible, and, oh, we've got to hide all the sloppy, nasty homeless people. So they were actually banning church groups and stuff feeding there.
Mm.
And it went interesting. We went to the council meetings and all that and had some real interesting times, and that went nowhere real fast, as you can imagine. You know how city councils are. It's their way or the highway.
Right.
Especially
they'll pretend to listen to you, though, sometimes.
Yeah, especially in rich neighborhoods in, like, Asheville, which is in Buncombe County in North Carolina in the mountains, and they are big money. They really are.
So, wait, you're homeless today?
Yeah, I'm homeless right now.
And you've been homeless for a while?
I've been homeless before, and this time will be the longest time I've been homeless.
Are you a homeless by choice kind of person, or are you homeless by circumstance?
No, because definitely not by choice.
Some people do it by choice.
Yeah, I know a few of them that do.
Yeah.
Me, I would love for somebody to say, hey, sign on the dotted line, you're hired. That would be lovely. But right now, the job situation is not as great as it needs to be yet. So it's...
Hmm. I find that claim suspicious, and I know you wanted to call about something else here in a moment, so stick with us. We'll bring you back here, Chris. 855-450-FREE. The claim that you can't find a job. I mean, jobs are out there. It's just, are you willing to take what's available? That's always how it seems to be to me. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am the take away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this affordable debt.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight is Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark. Derek J. joining us courtesy of his website, which is livefreeordance.com. But also, you're involved in Free Agents, FR33agents.com. You are a very dedicated newsman these days, Derek J. You are putting together the news on a pretty much daily basis, releasing a five-minute news package every single day, online via podcast, also airs on LRN.FM and the Free Talk Live live streams. And, of course, the best way to get it is to go to fr33agents.com and click on the radio tab, which will then lead you to the podcast. And if you are one who has, say, iTunes or some other podcast program, podcast receiving client, you can subscribe and have it delivered right to your computer when it's available.
That's exactly right. And for those who enjoy getting their news in a visual way, fr33agents.com now offers a video of their five-minute update of peaceful evolution happening all over the globe.
And that's something you're putting together as well.
Yes.
You have got a lot on your activist plate, and I have to say I'm grateful for you being here doing all this, because that's awesome.
Well, thanks. I hope that people will enjoy it and check it out, and if they are interested in spreading news of the peaceful resistance that is happening all over the world, then submit your stories. You can write to me at fr33agentstv@gmail.com.
Is that link up on the radio page?
Yeah. Okay, people can check it out there.
So fr33agents.com, click radio, get more details, and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, right? So you can watch the videos.
Yeah, then that way, if you enjoy it visually, then that's the best way for you.
Yeah, and what a great way to encourage sharing of these products. I mean, because I've heard a number of these while I've been listening to my streams at LRN.FM and at freetalklive.com, and you know, you hear something that you think's cool, you just pop the link over to your friends, and they can watch either the YouTube or download the audio and put it in their MP3 player. It's a pretty cool service that you're providing. So once again, fr33agents.com. There's a whole lot more to Free Agents that we don't have time to get into, but it's a website that allows liberty-minded people to come together in the same place. There's a social aspect to it, but there's also an encouragement of activism. There's a neat system that kind of creates rewards and points that people can earn for doing different types of activism. You can sponsor the sorts of activism that you want to see happen and therefore encourage more people to do those sorts of things. So there's a lot going on there, and it's still, I think, in the beta. Is it still in the beta right now?
It just officially free launched.
Relaunched
with a little refresh. And so if you've been a member of fr33agents.com before in the past, you're going to love what you see today. A lot of visuals have changed, and as you mentioned, there's new inspiration for incentivizing activism. If you don't have the time to do the activism yourself, sponsor someone else to do it, and that way it gets done.
Excellent. FR33agents.com. We continue with your calls, your thoughts. Chris, listening in Indy to WXNT. Chris, you say you're homeless right now, and it's not the first time you've been homeless. You said that you are having trouble finding work, and I always have to be skeptical with those claims. I mean, I feel like there are jobs available, don't you think? I mean, what have you been doing as far as trying to get work?
not only looking online, but also in the streets, wearing out the shoes every day that I can, walking up and down, putting in applications anywhere I can find, and have yet to get a call back. There are over 1,500 homeless in the greater Indy area, and we go through these issues on a daily basis. Our great mayor here, Greg Ballard, is also an anti-homeless mayor, would love for all of us to just vanish. He even said at one point last year to all the outreach groups that are bringing food, clothing, supplies, candles, and that kind of thing out to the homeless, that all they are is just enablers, enabling the homeless to survive another day.
What sort of jobs are you looking for, Chris?
Anything in the radio industry, anything in psychology, anything in food service. I have degrees in psychology and in broadcast radio. I have skills for years and years, restaurant experience and some grocery experience.
So you're applying at food at fast food places?
Fast food places, restaurants, hotels, hospitals, anywhere.
So what about dishwashing positions? I mean, I worked in a restaurant at actually washing dishes and moved my way up at one point. And
yeah, I
can tell you, they had no, they just couldn't keep somebody in there washing dishes. They had a terrible time with it.
Super fast turnover in that position. I've started out when I lived in Charleston, South Carolina. Dishwashing, moved up to bartending, cook soup, salad, dessert, stock and prep.
All right, so we know you're willing to take, you know, what some might consider the lower end of the job scale. We know you're, it sounds like you're willing to work anywhere.
I'm not sure I heard him say that, though. You said that it was a super fast turnover in that position. So are you finding out about those positions?
Oh, yes, every chance I get. Right now, they're all still pretty full up from where they hired from before Super Bowl hit.
So is Asheville very important to you?
He's in Indianapolis, right?
Oh, excuse me.
I'm in Indy now. I left Asheville.
Okay. So is Indianapolis very important to you?
Very. I have a fiancé who lives one county up from us.
Hold on a second. You have a fiancé, but you're homeless?
Does she have a homeless?
Hmm?
Does she have a home?
No, she has a home.
Why?
And a job and kids and all that. I'm not going to put, you know, the pressure on her of me not having a job, being able to help out.
I see what you're saying. You don't want to have her take care of you. Yeah, they kind of. I kind of understand where you're coming from there.
Well, I tell you, if she's got kids in a home, keeping a home and kids going is a full time job in and of itself. So you can put applications in and then take care of things around the house. You know, I mean, I think that's a huge value.
Well, okay. So and how old are you, Chris?
I'll be 40 in November.
All right, so, you know, you've been in the job world before. You know what it's like to work in food service. It sounds like you're willing to accept those sorts of jobs, so that's a good thing. And the more jobs you're willing to accept, the more likely you are to finally get one. But, and I have to say, I'm not an expert at receiving jobs, but I always feel like following up's important to show that you really, you know, are somebody who's interested.
Every 3 to 4 days, calls back and ask them what's the status of an application, especially in places like Indianapolis or like up in New York State and all that. But so far, it's just been no luck.
Unemployment's on the rise all across the country, and it's not as high here in New Hampshire as it is in other places. But, you know, one thing I've noticed is that some of my friends say, oh, I can't get a job. It's too hard to get a job. And then others of my friends will say, move here for the Free State Project, and within a week, they have one.
Like Derek J.
And I just wonder, you know, what's the difference? You know, how does one person manage to roll into town and in a week have a job, and another person...
I've been in that same situation. Like, when I moved to Charleston, South Carolina a few years back when I was down there, I had a job within 4 days working at a restaurant. I mean, just that easy. I didn't even try. I just walked in and said, are you guys hiring? And it happened to be one of the assistant managers. And he's like, sit right here. Hang on. I'll be right back. And here comes the application. Sat down, talked, called me back the next day and says, show up at so-and-so time in 2 days. Pow.
And since you've been looking, there have been no callbacks? You said there have been none?
Call back here.
What, and how long has that been? You've gone like 2 months without a callback?
It's been a year now here.
One year, every day, going to employers, potential employers, and calling back every 3 to 4 days and not one interview?
How many applications did you put in last week?
He didn't get to answer.
Last week, 21.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. What can you say about that?
I don't know
what
to say.
You know, I mean, have you tried the farm industry? Because I hear they're having a heck of a time.
It's this time of year where everything, the hiring should be picking up because college will be letting out here in a couple of months. All your restaurants, they're going to be hiring like crazy. So I'm hitting the streets even harder now because it's spring, you know, summer season coming up.
So with you busting your butt trying to find a job, how did you take the news that some of the churches in the area are being banned from trying to help you eat?
Oh, I was not very happy at all. It's been a situation going on in Indy since before I got here. You know, it's been a lot of situations going on. The health department shut down two different church groups. They were bringing out hot food to homeless groups. And the health department was just driving around, having to see them and stop and busted them for serving hot food because it's against regulations if you don't have running water, blah, 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 yada, yada.
Can't have hot food. Yeah. Can't ladle soup out of a cauldron.
Yeah. Is it possible? Okay, so you mentioned some very specific industries you're applying for, radio and psychology, but you also said food service and
grocery.
What about retail? Are you going for, you know, Walmarts and those sorts of places? Or is there anything you're turning your nose up at?
There's nothing here that I would turn my nose up at. Indy, even though it is a quote-unquote major state, it doesn't have anything I would look at and go, I wouldn't do that.
Good luck, Chris. I'm sorry to hear about that, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And again, good luck. 855-450-FREE.
I can't claim to have walked in anyone else's shoes. I mean, I've taken some lowly jobs in my time.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 3 is next.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.